The Indians and the Astros at Minute Maid Park Saturday. Mike Clevinger and all that luxurious hair takes the mound for Cleveland. His opposition was Mike Fiers. Let's pick it up top four. Fiers in a 1-0 hole. Lonnie Chisenhall digs in, looking to make that deficit a little bit deeper.
Lonnie rockets one to deep center field. This baby is gone. That one went into the party deck. Past the Budweiser. Lonnie Chisenhall with home run number 6 on the year. And that gives him 4 home runs in his last 6 games.
Yeah, that ball was smoked.
The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Breaking ball gets him. 5 strikeouts for Mike Clevinger. Swing and a miss, strike 3. After 2 breaking pitches, got him to chase the high fastball that time. And Altuve's retired on strikeout number 6 for Mike Clevinger.
Struck him out with a breaking ball. He didn't have to bounce it. And that's number 7 for Clevinger.
He's into the line. Here's his pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Uriel down on strikes. 8 strikeouts now for Clevinger. And the beat goes on.
Mike Clevinger with a no-hitter through 6 innings.
And Mike Clevinger will start the inning with Brian Shaw warming up in the bullpen behind him. First ball swinging, first hit of the game for Houston. And Altuve turns and holds with a leadoff single.
Yeah, after Clevinger got ahead of him 0-2 in the last at bat, I had a pretty good feeling he was going to get after that first pitch. And it's the first hit allowed by Mike.
Now the 2-1 pitch to Santana. A swing and a long drive deep left center field. It's a gapper. This ball is going to hit off the fence. Brantley is going to be able to score from first. Santana's into second with a huge 2-out RBI double. 3-0 Indians.
Terry Francona will take an outing like Mike Clevinger 7 days a week as the right-hander took a no-hitter into the 7th en route to a 3-0 win for the Tribe. The Cleveland skipper shared his thoughts after the game.
Oh, man. I mean, he lived down in the zone, you know, with a good crisp fastball and, you know, terrific off-speed, you know, whether it was a breaking ball or the curveball or the changeup. But everything was down, and he stayed in the zone. You know, instead of being at 100 pitches in the 5th, he's into the 8th. So that was really nice to see.
What does it say about him that he's not trying to go as hard as he possibly can anymore? And understanding the movement on his fastball.
I just thought he was terrific. I mean, you know, they present so many challenges as a lineup, and he continued to make pitches. And, you know, again, you see a young pitcher come up and do something like that, it makes that glass look a lot more than half full.
Chisenhall comes up with another big hit another night.
On a night when, you know, like playing these guys the way we're pitching, anytime you can score, you know, it's big. I mean, we had some opportunities early. We got one. Reddick makes a good throw. So we're kind of letting them hang around. And the way they play, you know, that makes you nervous. But, you know, and Carlos with a real good swing, and the ball hits the wall perfect for us, allows Brandt to score.
Seem to have the Astros numbers the first 2 days.
I don't know about that. We
play well against.
Yeah, we and you have to, but I don't know about having numbers. That's we'll just show up tomorrow and see if we can win. They're a good team.
Peter, have you seen this kid mature in the 2 seasons here that you've had Clevinger?
Oh, I think with most young guys you do. I mean, you see them you know, make strides, you know. Sometimes it's when they're with you, sometimes it's when they go back to AAA. But, you know, I mean, coming into the last couple of starts, his walks were a lot, but he wasn't giving up hits, fortunately. You know, today he walked 2 and gave up, what, 2 hits. I mean, he has this in him. You know, there's a lot to like. It's just, you know, for whatever reason, he's been in deep counts. You know, get ahead and then he'll pick a little bit. He didn't do that today.
How important is what he's given you in the wake of the injuries to your pitching?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, every time you show up, if you want to be a good team, whoever you send out there, you got to feel like, okay, we got a good chance to win. And, you know, Kluber has earned that, you know, and but when guys like this step up and give you a game like that, it gives everybody a lift.
What was his demeanor as the game wore on? Was he calm? He's an excitable kid.
Yeah, and I don't go down there, and you know, he's down the other dugout, but I mean, no, he's fine. He's pretty he's pretty passionate kid about it, but no, he's fine. I think in that aspect, you've seen some maturity where, you know, he knows what he's supposed to do, not wasting energy on maybe things he doesn't need to.
You feel like you're about to be whole again as a club when Corey can come back?
I don't know if you ever, I mean, it'll be great to have him back, but, you know, everything's fluid. You never know what's going to happen. And you know stuff happens. It always does. So just show up and pay attention to the detail and try to beat the team you're playing that day. That's the best way to go about it.
What did they send the ball to hit the roof? Or go
yeah,
the
because it was fair, you know, when it went up.
Have you ever seen that here? I don't
know. No, but I asked Millsy. He said he's seen it 5 or 6 times. Like, I didn't realize that. There were a number of balls that seemed like they were either going through it, or, you know, I didn't realize that ever before. I've never seen that.
Can you just comment real quickly on how long, you know, Lonnie's swinging the bat, home runs last 2 games?
Yeah, no, he's done a good job. It's not just the last 2 games. He's given us a lift since the day he came back. He's been doing a good job for us. Been playing center, been playing right. He's done a really good job for us.
What's allowed him to hit so well with runners on score? If runners on base,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure confidence plays a big factor, but I mean, I think he's just taking his normal approach and he's getting a good pitch to hit. And you know, when you got an OPS around 900, you're gonna have some RBIs.
Danny Salazar takes the mound on Sunday to square off with Joe Musgrove.